Daytime highs approaching 33. Today, under mainly clear skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 24. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again. Tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely. Highs level off around 34. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujitsky on KOKK. Currently, it's 9 above.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. The only winner on our scoreboard this morning is the weather, as pretty much everything outdoors was wiped out this past week, including a couple of track meets yesterday. The annual Huron Invitational track meet was canceled, will not be rescheduled from yesterday. The Hitchcock Tulare Patriot Invitational in Miller yesterday, I believe that was canceled. I know they didn't hold it and will not be made up as well. Now the schedule for today here on Tiger Boys Tennis was scheduled to open their season with a quadrangular. That's been canceled with no makeup planned. But then as we get into next week, they're at least getting some reschedules. For Monday, a double duel hosted by Huron Tiger Tennis has been postponed. They have set up a reschedule, and that will be on Saturday, April 28th at 10 a.m. It'll be Huron, Harrisburg, and Sioux Falls Christian. On Tuesday, Huron was scheduled to go to, I believe, a quadrangular in track and field in Miller, and that has been canceled. They have replaced that with a track meet in Pierre. The Bob Judson track meet will be held Tuesday in Pierre. Huron now going there. That meet will start at 2:30 in the afternoon. So they have done some reshuffling of the schedule. A couple of cancellations in there as well as everybody works against the weather. Now, one event that is happening this weekend, and it's happening because it's going on indoors, that is Huron Volleyball Club Crush It Tournament. It's a junior Olympic tournament. The younger groups play today. The U12, U14 groups playing today, and the U16 groups playing tomorrow. They'll be using the courts at the Norby Center for Recreation and at the Huron Middle School Gym. We'll find out more about J.O. Volleyball with Shelley Budenhagen coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday today. There's an event for Huron Tiger football players and their parents, an off-season event to be held next Friday at the High School Commons. From 5 till 5:30, they'll have a tailgate party with free Jack Link's barbecue. Huron Pep Band will perform at 5:30. They will be doing what they call a 2018 football player commitment and introductions, information on summer workouts as well. Things will be wrapped up before 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is when the Mr. Huron High School program will begin in the high school auditorium. We'll have Huron Tiger football coach Michael Schmitz in to talk more about that here later this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday. Yesterday, the University of South Dakota introduced their new head men's basketball coach. Todd Lee will replace Craig Smith as head coach of the Coyotes. Lee has spent the past 5 years as associate head coach at Grand Canyon University in Arizona. His longest stint as a head coach was 8 years with Division II Kentucky Wesleyan. He is a graduate of the University of South Dakota, and he says he likes what he's coming into.
The program is in great shape. We've got great young men in the program. They're used to winning. They've won a championship. They got to the championship game last year of the Summit League. What I've been hired to do is hopefully take it one more step, get to the NCAA tournament, win games in the NCAA tournament. That's going to be our goal.
He says nothing will be too complicated.
If a guy can shoot it, we're going to set screens for him. If a guy can post, we're going to post him up. If a guy can come off a ball screen, he's going to come off ball screens. That's about as simple as it gets. And then we're going to take good shots. We're going to be a great rebounding team. We're going to work on that. Because all that leads into toughness and winning. And that's what it's going to be about.
Again, Lee is a graduate of Huron High School, 1982 graduate. He played basketball under Clark Swisher for the Tigers, was also a boys golfer during his time at Huron High as well. Minnesota Timberwolves got a game they needed last night out in Los Angeles. They defeated the Lakers by a score of 113-96. Jimmy Butler returned to the lineup for the Timberwolves. Butler had been out since February 23rd with a knee injury. He scored 18 points to help the Wolves to the victory. Jeff Teague had 25 points. Butler played just over 22 minutes. Head coach Tom Thibodeau said after the game that Butler definitely brings some toughness back to the lineup.
To me, this is, like for the young guys, this is learning. You know, and it's learning to play with toughness and how important that is. And so, as I said, when I watched the Denver game last night, that it was a hard-fought game. And there's just the difference in the game was a couple of physical plays at the end, and that was the difference between winning and losing. And oftentimes, that's the case when you in playoff games. And so, understanding that, embracing that, and getting better at it, you know, that's what we have to do. That's what we have to learn.
So the Timberwolves have two home games remaining in the season. Obviously, both very important. They return to action on Monday. Minnesota Twins were off yesterday, but now they continue the series today in Seattle. It's an afternoon game, probably a good thing there. It does not appear they have any precipitation in the forecast, but they certainly are going to be dealing with cold weather. The high temperature in the Twin Cities today, right around 32, similar forecast as we have. 12:30 with the pregame and 1:10 with the first pitch this afternoon here on KOKK. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll be talking with Huron Tiger football coach Michael Schmitz about their off-season event coming up next Friday. We'll talk with Shelley Budenhagen from the Nordby Center about the big volleyball tournament going on today and tomorrow, and also some of the improvements they're making at the Nordby Center as well. Then we'll wrap it up with some Twins baseball. That's Dakota Sports Saturday coming up at 8:15 this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports. KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Morning, everyone. 8:13 is we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. First guest up today is Michael Schmitz, head football coach for the Huron Tigers, and they have a special off-season event coming up this Friday. That'll be April 13th. The Huron High School Commons, they call it the Commitment Tailgate Party. And Coach, just talk a little about this. I know this isn't really your thing. You have a group of parents that are kind of being boosters for the program, for lack of a better term, and they thought it'd be nice just to get a little get-together here and kind of get everybody excited about next season.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, it's a great experience. It's a great thing to start, you know, year after year, hoping to continue this on for a long time. You know, we've had some parents that haven't been asked to do a whole lot, and when asked, I mean, they jumped all over it, and they're really getting after it, and this is a great opportunity. It's not really a meeting. It's more of an event to get kids interested in football, get kids out for football. Not only that, but celebrate the kids that we do have out for football and get them geared up for the summer.
And you call it the commitment tailgate party. And the commitment part is, again, just get kids, you know, kind of involved, show them what's expected this summer. You know, there's a couple different team-oriented activities and hopefully a lot of on-your-own type of work, too. But just kind of show them what the off-season, what the summertime work will lead to.
Yeah, definitely. And also just to get them geared up, you know, moving forward. We've been fortunate, I know, with the weightlifting kickoff meeting that we had a couple weeks ago. You walk into the weight room now and it's getting full, you know, and so we have a lot of kids that are in the weight room, and the ones that are not are definitely starting to leak a little bit behind, because we've got, I think, probably about 20 to 30 in there after school every day. We have a group of middle school kids that go in there right away after school. They're getting ready for their freshman year. And then the other day when I got back from track, the high school kids were starting to get out. The middle school kids that were there beforehand were getting out. And we had another group of about 8 or 9 boys come in and get a workout in, a lift in after that. So that facility is definitely getting used more and more and more.
We'll talk about the commitment part of it here, and basically it's for grades 8 through 11 here the current year. Basically, next year's high school kids, freshman through senior, and they're just going to be asked to mingle and then for lack of a term, to sign a contract of some sort to say, you know, we're committed to focusing on the next season.
Yeah, definitely, you know, to focus on getting Tiger football where it needs to be here on Tiger football, where it needs to be. You know, they're committing that, you know, they're gonna do some certain things, like get into the weight room, you know, and be involved in the summer program, you know, go to camps that we offer, especially, you know, I know some of them will be just sophomore through senior, next year sophomores through seniors, but the freshmen are going to be highly involved in what we're doing and be a part of everything. So just getting that committed and getting that on paper so that we can see where we're at and have kids, coaches, parents, everybody held accountable for getting kids to where they need to be.
And then one other thing too, you do have kind of a list here of some of the things you're going to do, and it's kind of a typical summer for Tiger football in what is expected, with one exception. You're trying something new this year. It's called the Black Hills Commit to Win Camp, and kind of an interesting philosophy. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, definitely. We have kind of three main aspects that we're looking at really pushing hard in this camp. Primarily, it's going to be, one is a team building experience, you know, getting everybody that's going to be a senior down to a freshman, just kind of building as a team, working as a team, you know, as one unit. Yes, the freshmen don't do everything that the varsity does and JV does, but we want them to be involved as much as possible with everybody. So getting that to be a family atmosphere is highly important. And then we're going to work with the South Dakota Guards on some things, some leadership building aspects to get kids, you know, rolling with taking charge and helping out their Tiger family, basically, and getting kids leadership skills throughout this. And then the third prong is going to be, we're going to have football time to install offense, defense, get some things done. It's going to be a full packed couple of days, you know, that we're going to do. The kids are going to get a ton out of it.
And then the event coming up on Friday, talk a little about that again. It's a free tailgate. Jack Lynx will be doing the cooking, and people are welcome to come in just to get excited about Tiger football and just to hear on Tigers in general. I just don't want to make this football-centric there, because when kids are hitting the weight room, hopefully they're hitting the weight room with the idea of being in 3 or 4 sports.
Yeah, definitely. You look at kind of, to go off of that real quick, you look at who's in the weight room, you know, it's a lot of kids that are multi-sport athletes, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, or wrestling, or track. You know, they're in there to get better, and it's not just one or the other. And we have a lot of girls that are in there right now, too, that are in track and volleyball and basketball. And so, you know, that weight room definitely is kicked up and kicked into gear. We just will keep working to get more people in there. But, yeah, this the commitment tailgate party, you know, is a way to feature our kids, to get a commitment, to introduce them to the community, to the public, to, you know, to the parents that might not know who each individual is. And not only that, but get some excitement back into what we're doing and really kind of introduce the whole new era of what we're doing.
And just overall, again, you know, we're sitting here on, what, April 7th. We're about 4.5 months away from football. Bottom line is you want to hear on Tiger Sports to be year-round. Hopefully kids are out for track and field or the other spring events right now. And I know we ask a lot of our kids, but a lot of our kids also produce a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at who all's in multi-sports. I mean, Huron, that's the thing. One of the things I absolutely love about Tiger Athletics is we have multi-sport athletes, and that's highly important to be successful, and to do what we need to do. And so it's good to see kids out for track, out for baseball, in the weight room. I mean, that's what we need.
And one other thing I did want to bring up, too, kind of going off the subject here of football, because I didn't even warn you I was going to do this, but you're on the track staff this year. Talk a little about that. Obviously, we had the tough situation with Coach Thielen passing away there back in September. He was a well-known and well-respected pole vault coach, and just needed somebody to kind of step up. You're kind of sharing those duties, right?
Yeah, definitely. Coach Zaccaro and myself are helping with the pole vault, trying to, I guess, two people to take over what Coach Thielen was able to accomplish. I mean, he was a wonderful coach and great guy, and we wanted to do right by not only him, but by the pole vaulters that we had and the track team that we have. And so, you know, we're trying to get as good as we can, and I'm learning as much as I can, as fast as I can.
I'm just assuming, just looking at you, you probably haven't really went over the picked up a pole and went over crossbar at all.
Not at all, but I do like to learn, and I do like to watch video, and I do like to ask questions, so I'm wearing out some welcomes, I have a feeling, with other coaches, but we're learning.
Okay, Coach, again, let's just do a final wrap-up here again. It's called the Huron Tiger Football Commitment Tailgate Party. It's coming up Friday, and just some people are, if you are kind of interested to see what it's all about as well, people are welcome to come on out, and obviously want to have all the athletes grades 8 through 11 interested in football, maybe some that haven't played football but are interested in starting. Either way, it's a good time to come up there next Friday.
Yeah, definitely. You'll get to see a lot of different things. We're going to have a lot of new looks, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, to even uniform looks. I'd like to be able to drag some of that stuff out and just show everybody kind of what our new thing is moving forwards, and the commitment that we're going to have, and we welcome everybody.
Michael Schmitz, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Again, that football, Huron Tiger football commitment tailgate party will be this coming Friday, April 13th, Huron High School Commons. Begins at 5 o'clock. Free tailgate, courtesy of Jack Link's Barbecue. Hey, we're going to move from football to volleyball. Talk with Shelley Budnagan about the big JO tournament going on in Huron this weekend. That's next here on Dakota Sports.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. We're talking with Shelley Budenhagen from the Nordby Center for Recreation, also head volleyball coach for the Huron Tigers. Big weekend this weekend for volleyball. Probably a good weekend to be playing sports indoors the way the weather is. But Huron Volleyball Club hosting their annual Junior Olympic tournament. Girls of all ages from around the area and state will be in town this weekend. And Shelley, first off, I think we just do this every year, so just in general terms, explain a little exactly what Junior Olympic or JO volleyball is.
Yeah, well, it's our club season, and we're called the Huron Volleyball Club, and so we've got players from around this area that are put on teams, and they're into like 12 and under. We even have a 10 and under this year. 14 and under, 16 and under, and we put 17 and under. If it was 18 and under, the seniors would also be included, but we have a 17 and under. And so we've got 11 teams, close to 94 players that are playing with us this spring. And we belong to what the region called North Country Region, who is a chartered member of USA Volleyball. So our kids that are playing have a lot of the same rules as USA Volleyball and the same tests and all that stuff that we have to take in order to officiate. So our club season. And basically, you know, it's a great way for kids to get a lot of playing time on courts, and playing time during matches. That's just stuff that you can't trade for. And we've got 11 coaches that are working hard, and we practice about twice a week, and then play on the weekends. And each team has about 5 tournaments, except for the little putzers, the 10-year-olds, are going to have 4 tournaments. So it's a great way for these kids just to basically play a sport which they love, and then also hopefully it has repercussions, good repercussions for the season that will start in early August.
Well, talk about first off today, I guess the younger levels play today. Talk about that, and also how many courts are you using today?
Well, we are today we're going to have the 10 and unders in the 12 division. So we've got 2 teams from here on playing, and they're going to be 10 teams from different areas. And they're going to play in the middle school and in the auxiliary gym, and then one of the other courts that we split the big basketball court into 2. And then we've got 14 teams, and they're going to play in the Norby Center and the middle school as well. So we're going to have 5 courts going, and they're going to be pretty full. And so a lot of teams at the Norby Center and in the middle school.
And then tomorrow it's the older girls, although you did have a little trouble attracting teams for that oldest division, so not quite as many teams as what you would probably hope for tomorrow.
Well, you know, we moved the tournament into April for a couple of reasons. Number one, track, and number two, it just seems like a lot of teams were winding down. A lot of teams start their JO season, their club season, in January, and you know, I love basketball, and I don't want to interfere with the basketball season by any means. And so we start our season after basketball. By the time we get going, a lot of teams already have played 2, 3, 4 tournaments already, and so we're kind of behind the eight ball. Well, so anyway, I moved the tournament away from the April month, away from May into April, and I scheduled this tournament way back in August, and nobody else really cared. They kept their weekends, and so there's a lot of tournaments this weekend, Watertown and Aberdeen, they're just all over the place. And that might be part of the problem, is that there's just so many tournaments now, and that we're not networking well enough with each other to make sure that we've all got ample tournaments on the, you know, different weekends, so that coaches have different choices. But it appears as if a lot of tournaments are struggling with numbers right now, and that just tells me there's too many tournaments. And so that's one suggestion I'm going to give the North Country region, is that we do a better job of networking and making sure we've got good choices on every weekend and not too many choices on the same weekend. So, but that's okay. You know, we're going to worry about the teams that are here and make sure that we have a good experience. And the Huron Tiger Volleyball moms and parents, moms and dads, are going to run the concession stand. And so it's a good way for us to have a fundraiser as well and afford some of the team camps that we're going to go to this summer.
That's just what I was going to say, too. This is the tournament that you call your own. This is the Huron Volleyball Club tournament. You usually do a North Country one later in the season, or at least you have in other years, but this is your tournament.
Right. This is the Norby Center Huron Tiger Volleyball Crush It tournament, and so we take a lot of pride in this tournament. And, you know, before we started helping with the North Country region area championships, we used to run 2. We saw that there was a need. Again, that was many years ago, and before a lot of teams were catching on to that, you know, if you run a tournament, you have a chance to make some pretty good money in a concession stand. When I then got on the board with North Country Region, so I'm on the board of directors, then part of our duty is we have to help run a tournament. There's good and there's bad to it, but I know that we're supporting a real good organization that is helping females and males now too run tournaments and run clubs and make sure that these girls have a chance to get better at a sport which they enjoy. I mentioned boys because there is boys volleyball, and boys volleyball is taking off in Minnesota, and we've got some gentlemen interested here in Huron that want to play volleyball. And so we actually right now, Jeff, are looking into the possibility of getting a club team together for the boys. And that's all uncharted territory. Sometimes it's very scary for me to get into that uncharted territory, but we're going to actually be looking at a boys club team as well here shortly. So you never know. We might have a boys tournament here. We might have 4 or 5 volleyball tournaments here at the Norby Center. You never know. But, the sport is growing. A lot more girls are playing, and You know, even though our numbers at our tournament are down, and so are a lot of other ones, it's just due to the saturation of the market. We still have a lot of kids playing volleyball, and that's the goal of the North Country region.
Okay, and then one other thing, too, well, obviously you're developing the players, giving them a lot of court time, and that's really the whole point of J.O. Junior Olympic. One other thing that we talk about each year, because I know you just get a great big smile on your face when I bring it up, is you mentioned the coaches. Usually, in most cases, it's a lot of former Huron Tiger athletes or at least area athletes. A few of your assistant coaches will lend a hand as well, or even current players, too, but I know that always makes you bust out a smile to see, you know, this is where you might develop some coaching skills for a girl or a guy down the road.
Well, you know, I hope so. You know, the one thing that we talk about here in Tiger Volleyball is when you're an older player, you have to be, you know, the leader of the program, the keeper of the program, basically. And we talk a lot about sharing the knowledge. And, you know, that's sometimes out of the comfort zone for a lot of young ladies. And so, like right now, Lizzie Cotts, up in Aberdeen is going to be a volleyball coach now. I think she's going to start out in the middle school. And so there's a former player already doing it as a profession, which I'm really proud of. But we have the 10s orange. And then if you ever want to see why we have sports, come watch these little putzers. They just enjoy putting on a uniform. They enjoy the fact that they get to play a big girl sport. So we're really happy to have Jada Schillingstead and Kayla Shimke, two of our top players and leaders, you know, in this past team. You know, Tiger Volleyball 2017 finished on a real high note, and those were two very, very important ingredients to that top finish there. And then we've got our 12s, and I have the 12s team. We have 12 young ladies on that team, so for playing time, that's going to be tricky for the coach. Scott Ducaro, who right now is trying to fill the shoes of Dan Phelan a little bit. Scott is a teacher in our school system, and he's helping out here with the pole vault, and so he's doing double duty, trying to coach the pole vault and then also coach another team. Stacy Westby, one of our coaches on staff, Jennifer Schroeder, who did play volleyball in high school. She's a chiropractor in town, and her daughters went through the program, and she still wants to give back. Coach Henrich is coaching another 14s team. We have Carissa Schroeder, one of my former players, also coaching the 16s and helping out with two teams there. Jennifer and Chris are actually coaching three teams. Then we have Tyann Budenhagen, who's coaching a 17s team. A lot of them are from around the area, so it's all legal for her to coach. And then I've got Callie Smith, a former player, coaching another 17s team. And then we've got Josh Lean, who used to be one of my nemesis out in Rapid City Stevens, who, you know, is here in town now with the National Guard, and we've gotten him now to shake loose a little bit of his schedule and spend some time with our kids and share his knowledge as well. We also have Kelly McCarty, who's going to be coming back for the summer and spending time with us, and I'd like to think that she played a big part in our success this year. Sarah Carr, she gets to share a lot of that knowledge that she's learning over at Dakota Wesleyan with their strength and conditioning programs. You know, national champion, and we're hoping that she shares the knowledge that she's gotten from there too, and a lot of good staff that were put together. And then Brianna Lichty, I can't forget Brianna Lichty. She's coming back from the U of M, and you know, she's going to be a good coach if that's what she's going to choose to do. And so she's coming back for the summer as well. But all of them have gotten in contact and said they wish they were closer and they could help us out with this program. So a lot of alumni sharing the knowledge and being keepers of the program. And you know, the one thing that we say is that tradition never graduates, and I'm so proud that they love volleyball enough, that they love Tiger Volleyball enough, that they're going to come back and make sure that you know, the wheels stay on the track.
And just to wrap it up here on our volleyball portion here, just give the final times, everything. When's everything get underway today? What times everything get underway tomorrow?
Okay, so today we're supposed to get going at 8 o'clock in the morning, and hopefully the weather holds out today, that you know, people are going to get here and get home. And then tomorrow we're hoping that the weather holds off and that our 16s, we got 7 or 8 teams that are going to be coming on Sunday and playing here, right here in the Norby Center. So a lot of volleyball to watch and a lot of you know, youth that are really excited about playing the sport. And I think that's what's so awesome to see about our club, is that everybody has a spot. There's 7 or 8 on a roster, and we try really hard to get everybody playing time. We're not saying equal playing time. You know, that's something that we don't go there. But, yeah, everybody should be playing a lot of volleyball this weekend. And then once this weekend is done, we'll look for the area championships at the end of April. And then once that's done, we'll finish up our JO season mid-May. Actually, I think there's 17's orange team. Josh's team is going to finish up on June 3rd, and then already we'll be starting our summer, and so spring is going to go so fast, but it always does when you're enjoying yourself with volleyball.
Shelley Budnagin with the Norby Center for Recreation as they're hosting a big youth volleyball tournament today and tomorrow. Play already getting underway at the Norby Center and also at the middle school gym. We'll take a break here, come back, talk a little more with Shelley Budnagin. She's going to talk about some of the improvements they're making out at the Norby Center. Some remodeling is ongoing at this time. We'll take a break here now on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Norby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Norby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk once again with Shelley Budnagin. We switch from Huron Volleyball Club to the Norby Center for Recreation, talk about some of the goings on there. And I guess, Shelley, first off, I think this has been in the pipe. It's been planned for a long time. You're in the process or getting ready to do quite a bit of renovating there to certain areas of the club.
Yeah, you know, the Norby Center, which is really hard to believe, is almost 20 years old. You know, things started really happening in 1998, and then a few things we couldn't open up until July of 1999. So we're really 20 years old, and you know, as everyone knows, when things start to age, you know, things get out of date, they get used a lot, so things need to be either fixed or changed or cleaned up a lot. And we've had several different plans, but the one that is a sound financial plan right now is just to do a facelift and a remodel project to the two locker rooms and to the lobby, just to update things and make it look new and refreshing. And the locker rooms are tired. They've been used a lot, which is a good sign. And that's the first place to start. And we've got a piece of construction in there now helping us to just change a lot of schematics in there and just make it look and just feel better. What was good in 20 years ago is outdated now, and so it's a refreshed look and just a lot of update. I know that, you know, our shower heads are going to surprise people with the modern type look and feel that we have going on in there. So, we couldn't do what, you know, I really, really want to do. That would be a $3-4 million project, but we're really happy to offer the updates and, I guess, the modern feel to the whole thing. And we've been really lucky. We ran a campaign to our members to see if they would help us afford some of the amenities that we're asking to put in. And we had real good success, close to $50,000 raised just by our members that already have, put a lot into the facility, and they've offered up even a little bit more. So again, one of the reasons why I love Huron is that the people in Huron really know, what Huron has to offer, and they want to keep the things that we have in Huron nice and So it was out of their commitment and loyalty and dedication that we were able to raise $50,000. And that makes a big difference when you're talking about certain things that you want to put into certain areas. So we're really, really lucky to be able to afford some of the things. And then, you know, we're going to go out on a limb here and take out a loan. And we've done that before when we replaced the surface in the home courts. And so that we're hoping that this loan will be a shorter term than what we're taking it out for. But that's how we're going to afford some of the things. And, you know, I've always said this, and I firmly believe this, the nervous center is one of the best things that has happened to Huron, and we want to make sure that we keep it that way.
We mentioned work in the locker rooms and also some work in the lobby as well. While this goes on, I would imagine now, are you keeping access as smooth as possible so people can still come in and use the place, obviously?
Right, right. Yeah, you know, PC Construction has been real good to us where they're working at night. These are some guys that not only do great work, but they were generous enough to basically be working overnight. So they come in the middle of the night, and they have everything cleaned up and ready for our members again, and you wouldn't even know that they were there except for just things are just getting done. So, yeah, so we're keeping full access. Sometimes they only have two showers or you know, two sinks at a time, but our members have not had to, they haven't had to slow down. And so it's exciting to see all the changes. Every morning it's like Christmas. You go in and see what's done. And then pretty soon here in the middle of May, we're going to resurface the pool deck as well. And so that's been a long time coming as well. And so we're excited about the updates. And then once this project is done and paid off, then we're hoping to go into the next things. I know that there's a list of things that we want to do to make sure that this facility is even better than it was and keeping up with the time. So hopefully we can get this thing paid off as fast as we can and then start into the remodel project number two.
I was just going to bring that up, too. Really, there's always going to be a wish list.
And the wish list keeps getting longer and longer. But, yeah, you know, in the first big plan that I had, it was everything. It was going to be, you know, a great addition, everything. But realistically, I think the next part that we're going to see is some remodeling upstairs. There's a lot of things that we can do to make things better. And so we decided now just baby steps, making sure that we're doing the things that we have to do to offer our members the best that we can do and the best that we can offer. And then once we get this part done, and we'll just start heading up and pretty much putting the wish list together as we go. But we know there's a lot of things that we need as far as updating from 20 years ago. You know, and look, 20 years ago when this place was built, the group that established this did so many things so right, and so, you know, I know that they would give me the blessing to keep moving in on that foundation that they set for us. But there's so many things that we can do now to make the Derby Center even better, and we're excited to do that.
And one other thing here, too, before we let you go, and obviously this is probably going to be a little more towards when school gets out, but change of seasons here always means a change of what activities you have to offer there at Norby Center, and I'm sure you got some available right now, but once school gets out, there's going to be a lot of things, especially for the kids of all ages.
Right. You know, we are a three-headed beast, and it's a good beast, kind of like Beauty and the Beast, but we have our fitness, we have our wellness, and then we have our recreation, and we try to do a little bit of everything. But in the summer, we are very heavy recreation oriented. We have our summer day camp, which has been a huge success. Last we raised our enrollment to 30, and we already are at 30, so our summer day camp is full already. And that's a full-time 7:30 to 5:30 day camp where they have a lot of different activities, and we partner with the middle school for their lunch program. And of course, we have a swimming pool right here, but we also partner with the Splash Central and just do a lot of other field trips. And it's one of the best places. It's a safe and caring environment where parents don't have to worry about these kids that are basically a little bit too old for a daycare, going to a babysitter. But they're here and they're doing activities, and we try to teach them older things like board games and stuff that they don't really have any interest for when they're at home. But a lot of different things, kickball, just stuff that they enjoy. I mean, you know, it sounds very relatively elementary, but it is a cool thing. And our leader right now, Jasmine Newton, and a lot of other college students and high school students that are top-notch kids are going to be in there with them and form those relationships. And that's about an 8-9-week program that we're really excited about, but that is full. And if anybody is still interested, you can put your name on the waiting list, and we'll see what we can do. And if we have any cancellations. And then, of course, we've got our basketball camps and our volleyball academy. You know, I call it volleyball academy because I want all my volleyball kids in it. But there can be basketball players, there can be tennis players. We've had Michelle Johnson, Sierra Gergen in it. Last year, Braylee Thomas was in it as well. We just want kids to be better athletes. And I think one of the reasons why I started this volleyball academy is I believe training and preparation, obviously, is very, very important. You know, I've worked a long time to study what works and what doesn't work, but we want kids to be the best athlete that they can be. We want our unit to be the best unit that they can be. We always put the hard work in, and I just believe that that has a lot to say when we're in a state tournament or we're in a tough match and it's set five, or even now if we can get more basketball girls involved, if we're in an overtime, we believe that we can win. And so we're also working with car chiropractic to make sure we've got healthy knees and healthy hips, and making sure that we're doing our due diligence with injury prevention as well. We also do a boys' strength and conditioning for both middle school and high school. We try to be sports specific there. So maybe a tennis player would be trained differently than a football player. A football player, would be trained more heavy and into short bursts and power and strength, where, you know, these other athletes aren't trained that way. Cross country obviously be trained differently. So, we are very sports specific with the boys there. But anyway, and then we also have, you know, our swimming lessons and our basketball camps and our little girl volleyball camps and a lot of other little things like little, I can't think of the name right now, what we call it, we change it every year, but they play games with kids. So ages 4, 5, 6, 7, we just get out and we play games. Sometimes musical chairs is very competitive, things like that. So, but our program guide is going to be available, our program flyer that comes out with here in Plainsman. It's going to be out here shortly. We try to get it out at the middle, in the middle of April, right out here. So that's going to be, you'll be seeing that real shortly. But a lot of things, a lot of different options, and People's Transit also is a player where they help get kids here and we help them get back on the bus. So a lot of good things this summer. We're excited about having so many kids in our facility.
Shelley Budnagin, Norby Center for Recreation. For more information, you can give them a call, 352-2627, or take a look at their website for all the details. We'll take a break here, come back, talk a little Twins baseball as we wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Stop in for a free insurance review at Pearson Anderson Insurance, handling insurance needs for auto, home, farm, business, and life. It only makes good sense for you to call Farmers Union Insurance Agent Pearson Anderson in Huron. Pearson Anderson offers the benefit of a company doing business in rural America for over 50 years that stand by the slogan, Insuring a Brighter Tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. We wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday. Talk some Twins baseball. Twins were off yesterday, that built-in weather day. In case they weren't able to go on opening day, they were able to go, although the temperature at first pitch was only 36 degrees. Still might be warmer than what the temperature at first pitch is for the day today, but the Twins have come from behind effort once again. This time they come from behind to defeat Seattle.